A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello.
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 How are you?
Great.
Oh, are you?
How about you?
Yeah.
No, I just openly lie to people when they're like, how are you? And I just say, good, you? I'm like, oh, I'm just a bold-faced liar.
Yeah. You're a fucking liar, Danielle. No one's great. I mean.
No, I was thinking about how like that's my go-to response to people. And it's like, wow, that's more of a lie than ever. But anyway.
It's like, what's up? NM, you?
How are you?
Oh, just 6 months into a pandemic, Cash.
Uh-huh. Great. Whatever.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only,
your weekly pop culture podcast, where this week we're going to be talking about
Riding the Midnight Sky.
Right? Because nothing else to be riding. I just have another set of my spiked seltzer. We're going to have fun tonight, okay?
That is right.
I just got in from a walk. Oh, yeah.
We're definitely going to be levitating, some of us.
We're going to get into that later on. Yes, yeah. Everyone, welcome back. And as always, we would like to give a huge shout out to all of our supporters on patreon.com/legendsonly. Thank you all so much for your continued support. Just $2 a month gets you all of our bonus episodes that we have been doing since November.
Yeah.
I mean, this is our 40th episode, which is wild. We're still doing it. Can you believe?
We keep on talking through the pandemic, promoting content.
So if you would like to join us on Patreon, it is patreon.com/legendsonly. And every single week we try and do a little, you know, a little something more personal, a little bonus chunk of the episode that we throw on there. We have a couple deep dives and yeah. So thank you, everyone. Also, the power hours are on there.
That's right. Big thank you to everybody. And thank you for your continued support and more to come on the deep dive end in the near future.
Yeah. I just got my autobiography LP. Is that what it's called? LP? Whatever, the vinyl, the big one.
Yes, and I think it is a perfectly timed arrival.
I know.
It's about time for that album's arrival.
I think we should have that conversation.
I think we should.
Mm-hmm. All right, shall we jump right into the week? So, some moments.
Yes, let's get into it. There were moments, some highs, some lows.
Yeah, so to start off, something that we haven't done in a long time is smile.
Oh.
So, you know, just a really fitting song that I absolutely cannot relate to right now or for the next probably 12 months. But
right. At least someone's smiling and it's Miss Catherine Hudson.
Yes. Miss Katy Perry. Now, okay, so how do we want to tackle this? Because I have like opinions about Katy.
Yeah. Well,
should we just do the song and the video first and then we can what's the word? Analyze? No.
Yeah, we can contextualize, analyze, compartmentalize. Yes.
Just say talk.
Just say talk.
Okay, so Katy Perry is back. New era, smile era.
She's back. She is still pregnant. She has been pregnant for 37 years.
Yes. How much I've aged in the past 3 months, by the way.
Yes.
Physically and mentally.
I've never known someone to be doing pregnant promo this long as Katy Perry. Like, I feel like there's a new interview every day. She's extremely pregnant. She's performing pregnant. She's doing videos pregnant. I mean, God bless her. That is...
Seriously. No, we need to do... Strength. We need to do like a bonus episode of like iconic pregnant pop queens.
Preg pop moments. Yes.
Oh my God. New genre. Preg pop.
Yes, a new genre.
No one steal that. That's original.
Oh my God, Miley's going preg pop.
Wait, what would be preg pop? Like someday.
Someday I will understand. Daisies. Very like light, ethereal, ray of light, Madonna.
Wow.
A little mystic, a little thoughtful, introspective.
We'll have to get into that one day.
So
anyway.
So Katy revealed the music video for her preg pop song, Smile, which is about smiling. So Katy, her music has sort of transitioned into pretty personal territory. Like, Smile definitely touches on like feeling like a flop. And she says she's like ate humble pie, worked through her depression, and now she's working to get her smile back, basically.
Right. And she's
admirable.
Still
relatable.
Playing a clown.
She is, yeah. The clown is like the heavy-handed metaphor for like she's, well, as I always call her, the Weird Al of pop. Like she's a huge, colorful, over-the-top, clowny kind of persona.
The concept for the video circus is basically about, you know, a circus.
And she is the main clown in town. And it fits because I also think that the clown eventually loses their sanity because they have to always be funny and performing and on. And I feel like she probably hit that wall around Witness.
Yeah, well, wasn't she also... During Teenage Dream era, like the tour, wasn't she kind of going through it then? Like she was this persona on stage, but she was like, doesn't that kind of where this all started?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Totally. And I mean, the best example could be the amazing part in her documentary where she gets the divorce text and she's crying and she's about to perform and she's on the lift and she just bursts into that smile promo.
Wow.
And that's that.
Pop stars really are clowns.
Yeah.
If you think about it, they're just like, they really are just clowns with like ponytails.
They are. Yes. And
goals.
Usually better makeup than clowns.
And tits.
But yes. Yes. They, you know, and you've got to just be on all the time. And that has to be exhausting and mentally challenging. So the video kind of represents that. It's very cheesy. It's very trolls movie. I actually was kind of impressed by the animation.
Yeah, so she is in a very mod-looking Xbox-ish living room, and she's playing a video game, which is... She's playing herself in the video game, and she's a clown.
Yeah, very relatable quarantine video game playing, making pie.
Right, but it's like high quality. Like Pixar is shaking at this video.
Yeah,
like,
the animation's really good.
Right, I was like, this is probably millions of dollars.
Yeah, well,
she was kind of serving. Yeah. If anyone plays League of Legends and has the minis, do you have any of the minis?
No.
Okay, fake fan. I have three. I have Sona, Morgana, and Miss Fortune. Uh-huh. And her character looks like the minis. Like, it's super cute. She kind of looks like Riven.
Yes, I see what you mean, yes.
You know, Riven sucks.
Right.
All she does is just jump around with her little broken sword. She's so annoying. She's, I can't stand her. But anyway, I'm a Miss Fortune main. A ginger with big tits and two guns.
Shocking.
So yeah, she just is like this clown.
She like is losing at first because I think the metaphor is like she was mean at first. She like hit somebody and then she wins the bonus round, the main boss round by throwing a pie in her face. And then she does it in the video in real life. And I think that's just like her being like on with the show, like have to do what I'm supposed to do as a clown.
Right. It's basically like when we're playing League of Legends and I go to ult and I miss. And then we lose, right. And I have to admit that I flopped.
Right. It's very that. You know, I'll also say this is a pandemic. She may do. I am sure that the millions of dollars that went into the animation would have been a big explosive, like, chain to the rhythm sort of budget of
so good circus that video
clownery. Yeah. But it's not my thing. Obviously, it's not our like slaying queen of pop kind of thing. It's very cheesy. It's very childish. But also, she is pregnant and she's got babies on the brain. So it kind of makes sense that she is in a very G-rated mood.
Yeah.
It's just not really our thing necessarily. But
yeah, it's not really the vibe I'm feeling right now. But like,
no, because I have
props
always said
to her though.
I want a circle the drain, angsty, black hair, angry Katie album. But I don't think you get that right now.
Right? Like she needs to pop that little Bobby out and then
maybe after the baby and she's like, I fucking hate changing diapers. I'm going to rage. But you know what? We're in preg pop mode and she definitely is being positive and optimistic. And there is one song that she previewed that sounded so good.
When does the album come out?
28th, I think.
Oh, that's soon.
It is. It was pushed back, but yes. So we'll have to wait and see what she has to provide for us. But
know what she reminded me of in the video, which I don't know if you're going to know this, but like maybe someone out there will know.
Huh?
Paige Turner, the drag queen.
She you like looks, her what?
No, like she literally in this thumbnail for the YouTube video.
Oh.
I saw it when you posted it on your website, like the swipe up. I was like, is that Paige? Oh. I was like, oh my God, Paige Turner. And I like swiped up and I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, I literally thought it was Paige Turner. Shout out to Paige Turner, everyone.
Shout out to Paige Turner. Okay, I can see that. I can see that. Yeah. Maybe she was a fill-in. We don't know. Maybe she's giving birth. Yeah.
Oh, Paige. What is Paige Turner doing these days?
I don't know. I almost feel like she pushed back the album because she wants to somehow time it with giving birth. I feel like there could be a stunt.
Oh.
Like maybe she knows her date.
That'd be a fun Instagram live. Oh, my God, I just popped a CD out of my pussy. Oh.
It could be like Mariah when she gave birth to the sound of the live, what was it? It was like the live clapping from her recording.
I can't. Ew.
You know what?
That would be a first.
I don't know, but I'm rooting for her. There definitely are some songs on there that I would like to hear. There does seem to be a Walking on Air-esque bop. So we'll
Speaking
see.
Of walking on things.
Uh-huh.
Justice for Walking on Snow.
Well, thank you for taking the words out of my mouth. Never a dull moment where I can't do promo for Jordan Sparks Walking on Snow.
I think we should have that conversation.
I think we should. 20 years of Walking on Snow.
Yeah.
But we're certainly not standing her new single. Oof.
I think we should have that conversation.
I think we
Oh yeah, the new single is so bad. Oh, shit. I feel awful saying that because, like, I know it's a pandemic and I don't want to be mean and I know that everyone's going through it. But, like, oh, my God, that song is so bad.
It's like being dragged on Twitter. It's really
so bad. Ooh.
That was a choice. It was a choice. But we're just going to remember the happy days of Battlefield and we're going to keep on trucking.
No air.
So good.
Anyway, well...
There was another moment this week, a big one, actually.
Yeah, the awards
this
shows.
This is the first ever post-pandemic, half-live, half-virtual award show, the Premios Juventud, the awards from Univision, hosted in Florida this year.
A choice?
But yes. You know, I'm assuming that's where they could get the most artists live that they could, maybe? I don't know. But fascinating to watch, socially distanced audience celebrities and lots of acceptance speeches and performances virtually. But we did have the moment, which was in person, a giant tribute to the Queen Selena, the true original Selena. Just gonna say that. Don't mean to shade other Selenas in the industry, but the Selena. Four artists, Dana Paola, Nati Natasha, Gracie, and Miss Fifth Harmony herself. The legend.
And we can keep on dancing all night.
You know what? Say what you will. She is doing it left and right. She is taking on all these projects. And she was fantastic during this tribute, I thought.
She's really been working this summer.
Hustling.
From
yes.
Blue's Clues, Summer Shaking Spectacular, whatever the hell it was called.
Blue's Clues to Juventud. Just all of it.
Literally. She should have been at Ultrafest doing all yes. night, but that what will be they- next summer, okay? We're going to manifest well, that.
I don't know. I watched like a bootleg YouTube stream of it, but if you can, if it's still up, I highly recommend this tribute. Dancers, outfits, recalling her iconic looks.
I think it's up online now. I think they put it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, because I watched was, some of it.
Yeah, it was great. And also just considering everything that is going on to put on a semi-decent live performance is pretty fantastic. I'm sure there was so many guidelines they had to go through and testing and all that stuff just to do it.
That's the thing. It's like, I just hope everyone's doing it safe because you can't see behind the scenes, you know?
True. True. I know, Cardi did come out and say she spent like $100,000 on COVID testing for hers, for the WAP video.
Wow.
WAP. So yeah, that was a big moment because it kind of sets the tone for the VMAs coming up of like what's possible, I think.
Yeah.
And we'll see. You know, there was like a distinct sadness over the whole thing because it was like virtual attendees and like the echoes of the space, like you could feel that this was not normal. And like J Balvin is like video conferencing in and revealing that he has COVID and is recovering from it, which is just, it's crazy.
Yeah. The virtual audience things have been so weird.
It's weird. I mean, I'm assuming people will always be out down for that because they get to appear on screen, but.
Did you see the one with the, it was baseball, so I only watched it because I was just curious, but like,
yeah.
It was the 3D models of the right. people and they were delayed by like 3 seconds. It was kind of right. funny.
Yeah, it's like NBA, like the video game, like some sort of.
Literally, it's like N64 Live.
Yeah.
Someone needs to do a skit like that. That's like old school. WWF No Mercy with these like virtual crowds that are delayed and lagging
yeah.
and just pixelated and repeating. It's like literally pixelated GIFs as the audience.
Honestly, a job that you can take on and right? probably will you'll have to soon.
Do you They'll remember?
See, Kyle, could you animate the Fallon audience?
Okay, I've already suggested this. I'm like, can we it's make fun be all of this? Top
destroyers in the audience.
No. Okay. So, okay. You're laughing, but like I literally pitched it. Do you remember that game? Okay, this is like my first like moment with like Queens of Pop. Do you remember that game Cruisin' USA on N64?
Yeah.
Do you remember that girl that would always come and like wave the flag and she had like her tits yeah, out yeah, and she yeah. would go and she'd like wave her flag like twice and she'd shake her tits and like her little yeah. shorts and then like walk away and she was just like 4 pixels?
Right.
She is like my first Queen of Pop, basically.
Right.
And then like it was like her and then Spice Girls and then Sable and then China and then Britney. Like that's my
so
history.
So you have like just 500 Cruisin' USA girls in the audience in yeah. bikinis.
Where is she now? That's what I want to know. Is she in the audience at like the MLB or did the NBA get her? Like where is her? I need to know where she is. Where is she? Not her.
She is, I'm looking her up. But yeah, let me look that up. Vroom vroom.
She's an icon, but she's not somebody that you think about all the time.
Like, this is like where we are at in life is like, oh my god, do you remember that girl on Cruisin' USA? Queen, legend.
Oh my god, the girl who appears at the end of the race when finishing first place is adult film star Shyla Fox.
What?
That's her name, who's credited under her birth name. Oh my god, Shyla Fox, legend and icon.
Shyla waved that flag on Cruisin' USA so the Cock Destroyers could run, okay?
Oh my god. Yes, today I learned the trophy girl from Cruisin' USA was a porn star. Oh, we've standing harder than ever.
Well, now everyone listening has learned something new today. You're welcome, everyone.
Yes. Well.
What were we talking about? Shit.
Oh, the award show and...
Oh, yeah.
But in summary, I would say, you know, assuming everything was done properly and safely, a job well done to pull off something mid-pandemic.
Yeah. Also, super quick, Kesha did something recently. There was a company that, oh shit, what's it called? I should have written it down.
Oh yes, I can see that. And she hit the praying note.
Yeah. But like, I will say that company that Kesha did, it's like a virtual, you go in this, like, it's like a circular box. And
yes,
it's VR.
It's like a circular thing.
It's an app. You'll have to look it up. I don't forget it. There's that. And then there's also the company Wave XR that did the Tinashe and Galantis concert. And they did the weekend concert on TikTok. So I will say, like, being optimist and being positive is that, like, it is kind of cool that there's some innovation going on. And I'm interested to see, like, how that continues in the future. Just experiences. Agreed. And, you know, there's obviously people who can't attend concerts because concerts don't go everywhere, or like people just go to Vegas or whatever. Yeah. So like, I don't know. It's just like something cool that's going on, even though like nothing's cool.
Right. It's not to be all uncool. It's cool.
Yeah.
So
don't be all uncool, Heather.
Speaking of cool, we had a very cool cover from another legend, an unexpected cover.
Yes, she went from dragging her social media team to saying something on Twitter to saying something in Kellyoke. Miss Kellegend is back with another Kellyoke cover of our other fave, Christina Aguilera. Mm-hmm. She did a cover of Say Something, and it was fantastic.
It was. Count on her to nail an ex-Tina song. Very, very on brand, very good.
I almost just said Oscar award-winning song, but then I realized that that's not what it was. It's a Grammy award-winning song.
Grammy. And Christina will be calling you soon to correct you on that, but that's fine. yes, so speaking of the Grammy award-winning Chanteuse herself, Legend X caused the fighters to be frenzied for the week by saying something was coming on Friday, and it went from panic about a Spanish album to a new single to a new video to music video for Loyal Brave True, which
she's
having her Mulan moment, giving us green screen fantasy.
I will say it was very well done. I thought it was very beautiful for being a green screened moment.
It is beautiful. I don't exactly know what's happening with Mulan. Oh, Mulan is the movie that they're going to test doing that like $30 Disney Plus launch.
We'll I love that they were like scrapping it, and then they were like, oh, just kidding, it's coming out.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay.
We'll see if the girls turn out to pay that price, because that might change the movie industry. But
I mean, it's like the same if you went to the movies and bought a ticket and popcorn and a Diet Coke.
That's their reasoning, so we'll see. But, you know, do it to support Christina, if nothing else. And her new version of Reflection is coming.
That's right. Like, that's all I want, is I want to know, what's this?
They're like, it's $30 to hear it.
Reflection 2.0? Like, where is it?
They're like, that's the reason it's that expensive.
Honestly, who is that girl I see?
Who is that girl? So, congratulations to Christina for looking beautiful.
I know nothing about Mulan.
Well,
does she sing? You
know. she is a chanteuse.
What does she sing? Wait, not all Disney princesses sing, right? No, they do.
No. But, you know, it's about let's not do our Disney deep dive. Let's not. But, you know,
we're not a part of this world.
It doesn't even matter, because this version is a more adult version where there isn't really focus on the music, and they like got rid of like the, you know, wisecracking dragon. Like, they've changed a lot of the story, actually, I think, is what I've seen. So something more serious.
More violence, probably.
More violence. Hopefully. So, yeah. She turned a look in this video, and I do believe there are some looks that we also need to talk about in general.
Oh, some fashion?
High fashion! So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome. This is a billboard. This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
I am giving, I mean, honestly, we should just call this like segment, T. Kyle and Bradley praise Rihanna for 10 minutes.
It's kind of... It's kind of been a long running streak at this point.
Like, honestly, I should just change the theme song to like when it revs up and it's like, ooh, high fat. I should just be like, ooh, Rihanna. Oh my God. Another billboard. Fenty be Beauty. Fenty billboard. She is shimmering. Like, literally, it's just every week. It's like T. Kyle and Bradley praising Rihanna for being absolutely flawless for 10 minutes straight.
10 minutes straight. Exactly.
Someone make an edit. Down.
Yeah.
Yes, this week I am giving it to Rihanna for a photo set that she posted on Instagram of her just spray painting a rock or something. I don't know what it's like, a cement block that says, yes, fuck Trump.
I think it might be a car.
Oh.
But anyway,
regardless,
yeah, it says Trump.
It says fuck Trump. And to that I say,
she's got a point. She's an icon. She's a legend. And she is the moment.
Now, come on now.
Yes.
It's very true. Yeah, very cool set. And honestly, it also is a little more impactful because she has been so hard on Fenty skin and Fenty, all of the Fenty empire, that like any sort of weighing in on anything right now is extra points for her, because she's been so like on her grind that it's, yeah, like cool to have her speaking out. And yeah, we endorse her message.
We do.
And also, I thought that she had a multicolor wig, and everyone was freaking out because in the first picture she's a blur and it looks like it's a multicolor wig. And I definitely would have made that high fashion too. But it's just her sweatshirt.
That was fighting for gay rights.
Actually, speaking of multiple colors, my high fashion editorial pick, which we'll discuss later, is Madonna's multicolor beaded iPhone necklace that she is wearing in her Levitating remix video that she posted over the weekend instead of the actual music video. She is dancing around in front of a light, in front of a fan, wearing her iPhone around her neck.
Someone needs to cut that cord. I'll tell you that right now. She should not have that iPhone too close to her hands at all times. Someone needs to snap that necklace and throw it out the window, because she needs to log out.
It's so true, and we're so close to snatching it, but so we're gonna give it up for her. It is her birthday this weekend. I'm going to still get mad at her, but also celebrate.
That I accidentally hit the I literally, like, that was the universe just sending a message. I literally I put my hand to the left to like lean to the side to like hold myself up, and my finger literally hit.
Act the fool, girl. I'm here. Act the fool.
But I really didn't mean to hit it. Like, I literally just was just sitting back and just readjusting myself. And I was like, oh, oops.
We will be getting into this.
Sorry, what were you saying?
Foolishness.
That was really an accident.
I'm just giving her props for her iPhone necklace. Very cool and innovative.
Yeah, well, anyway, back to Rihanna.
Yeah.
What I will say about Rihanna, though, is like, when she does like actual high fashion, it is fucking iconic. But when she does casual, it's still high fashion.
Yes, she literally is incapable of just being basic.
Like, she is just flawless. Like, she is just stunning and just perfect, casual or not.
There's going to be so many one-star ratings on iTunes that all they do is talk about Rihanna.
Maybe so.
But it's true. Yep. And she also, got to give it up for her, queen of trolling her own fan base. The Shade Room, I believe, posted a lookalike of Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
And Rihanna herself commented and said, where's the album, sis?
Yeah. She's like,
I hate her so much.
I don't want the album, though. Like, I want to have a vaccine. I want to be able to go to a concert and shake my tits to Rihanna. Like, she can hold off another year. It's fine. We can have R9 in 2022. It's cool. Like, I'm fine.
Right. No, it's everything's off this year. If she doesn't want to, it's definitely fine, because we can't even go see her. So it's like, you're fine. Just keep promoting those products.
Right. Like, I want to see her live again. Speaking of Rihanna live and the VMAs, which are coming up, know what I was just watching the other day again? that was so iconic. The medley from the VMAs in 2016, the opening medley that she did.
Oh my God. Yeah, like, she did like four sets throughout the night.
You can see me in the video, not to just like shamelessly plug myself, but if you look in the lower right, I am like, or not lower right, lower left, you can literally see me shaking my tits in the
pit. And Frankie Grande, he's all over that VMAs.
Okay, Frankie Grande was really nice to me when I met him, so like I really can't be shady, to be honest. He was actually like really sweet. He was like, I'm Frankie Grande, I'm Ariana Grande's brother. I was like, I know, trust me, I know that? Yes.
Oh,
it
boy.
Was oh, these are back in the days. Oh, I'm aging myself here. Do you remember G Lounge?
Sure do.
You know, back in the day,
back I was in the at G Lounge
and he was dancing.
So, do you guys love clubbing? Are you dancers?
Basically, what he said to me when he came up to me. But no, he was like, oh my God, I'm Frankie Grande. I'm Ariana Grande's brother. I was like, I know. And he gave us free drink tickets. He was actually really sweet. So, like, I can't shade Frankie
Grande.
Well,
he's a dancer. He loves clubbing. And he and you are in Rihanna's moment.
Yeah. And I watched that medley. And, like, I just was watching it. And she's just, again, so cash. Just, like, flawlessly hitting these, like, moves. And Britney was in the front row living her life. Oh, it was
Britney loved it.
Oh, it was, like, pretty iconic.
It was. Pretty legendary, if you ask me.
Yeah. So watch that. It is on YouTube, Rihanna medley from 2016, before the world went to shit. Anyway, anything else for fashion?
No, that's the only fashionable things that happened this week.
I know. I really want to get a pair of tie-dye sweats. Speaking of fashion, like personal fashion.
Oh, that's very bold of you.
I saw Tyler Oakley posted this like set of pants and like a hoodie. And I was like, oh, I'm kind of into that. Maybe for the fall.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? Because I don't think he's been wearing much lately on his Instagram.
Listen.
Not that I'm one to talk.
First of all, you're not one to talk. And his like fitness journey is pretty fucking phenomenal.
Pretty inspiring, if you ask me. Yeah, no, I know. JJ posted his workout pics and I was like, texted him. I was like, I didn't do that, but I approve.
Yeah.
But anyway.
What were you talking about?
We were talking about Rihanna and fashion.
Oh. Well, that's pretty much it for that.
That is that.
So to close out the podcast, we love to give you guys some new music recommendations, some bops that you can listen to at home. So
that's where you should be.
Yeah. Go home.
Go
so home. I have a little trio this week that I would like to recommend. And I was trying to come up with something funny to call it, and I couldn't think of anything. Because I was, I don't know, like I was like something that you could work to, something that you could shake your tits to, and then something that you could work out to is basically, and something fun for the summertime. So I don't know. I was trying to come up with like something Jersey because it's all electronic. I don't, what should I call it? I should have put Snooki on the soundboard of like, party's here.
Basically that. Cabs are here.
First of all, and second of all.
That's basically the new segment. T. Kyle's EDM hits. Everyone's going to be like pressing the fast forward 30 seconds, like 3 minutes. Okay, so no, I have three songs that I'm just going to mention really quick. We're not going to get into it. So the first one is by BT. Now, I know that you stan BT. They did a song for the record.
This album. He has a new album out.
Oh, there's a whole album?
It's an album called The Lost Art of Longing, and his explanation for it is like so good. It's basically the album was inspired by the fact that everything is instant gratification, and this album was made to inspire people to like sit with it and dream and explore, basically. He had a little description of it, and it's beautiful, but what you're going to mention is one of the songs on it.
I'm going to look it up.
The whole album just came out this week.
What would we do without Moo Moos, everyone? Excellent. Everyone, can we just give it up for Moo Moos? Can everyone tweet us and leave a comment below with a cow emoji for Moo Moos?
Thank you.
What would we do without you?
I'm going to start a milk company, I think.
Oh my God, it's like It's like Moo Moo Beach on Mario Kart. No, is it Moo? It's Moo Moo Beach, right?
Yeah.
Whatever. Anyway, basically everyone's going to be tweeting me the cow now, and I'm going to get self-conscious.
Wait, wasn't it like Moo Moo Farm?
Yeah, it was Moo Moo Farm, I think.
Yeah.
Moo Moo Beach was the cow farm that I had on Minecraft with Lindsay. Oh, anyway, okay. We don't need to get into that. Okay. What were we talking about? Oh, BT.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to look their album up, but the song is called Never Odd or Even. And this is like chill. You could work to this. It's very pretty. I just love it. No lyrics, but it's just great. I love their stuff. It's very ethereal and like magical. And then the one that you could bop to, this is like a poolside bop, is Rehab's Smells Like Teen Spirit. Now, did you ever watch Laguna Beach?
Vaguely, but I was not nearly as into it as the rest of the world. I know.
Brad, no Laguna, no Selling Sunset. Like, okay, why are we friends? There's a theme here. Well, so I was going to say, do you remember that girl, Alex M., who did that song called Hello?
Wait a minute, because I knew
she's basically just like, hello, hello, or whatever, it was a flop. But anyway, if you watched Laguna Beach back in the day, there was this girl named Alex M., and she had the song called Hello. It was a flop. And this song just, like, reminds me of that. And it's just, I don't know, it just, like, brought me back. And I was like, oh, I wish I was by a pool. So that's my second recommendation. And then my third one.
Is that because it samples Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit?
I think so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I haven't listened to this particular song. But, yeah, I feel like a lot of songs all just kind of come from Nirvana. It's the Nirvana song. So
literally, like, this is the same exact thing and sound, but it's just like better.
Cool.
But it's a bop. And then lastly, Tiesto has a song called Coffee that is one that you could work out to, which for me is just power walking. But that's my
that one up.
Yeah. And that's all from me.
I love that. Basically, have my two big ones I want to talk about we're about to get into. I would also just like to give a shout out to Queen of Romanian Pop, Ina, once again, coming through with a song called Discoteca with another Romanian Queen of Pop named Maneli, not Liza. This song came out like 3 weeks ago. I can't stop listening to it. Ina is like it. Anyway.
We need to do a dedicated episode.
We really do. Oh, and there's an acoustic version of Kylie Say Something That's Beautiful vocals. She goes off.
I think we should have that conversation.
I'm not going to stop with that new soundbite.
There's many conversations that need to be had.
Do we, are we excited about that, by the way?
Which part?
I think we should have that conversation.
You know, I threw that on the soundboard early because I was trying to manifest it and I didn't want to say it, but someone clocked it on Twitter. Oh. They were like, oh, a convenient addition to the soundboard. And I was like, I fucking manifested it.
You did. You really did. Yeah. And we're just going to keep having that conversation until November. And
we then are going to have that conversation. We're going to.
Yes.
Anyway, I won't get started because I'm too excited about it. But like, anyway, Madonna, another queen.
First of all, happy birthday, Madonna. August 16th, a holy holiday. Now we're going to drag you.
Literally. How many years is it now?
Oh, she is going to be, God, why don't I have it off the top of my head? It was 50. She's going to be 62.
Well, shit.
You know, age is nothing but a number, but you do need to show up to videos. So the Levitating remix arrived, and we didn't even talk about it, right?
We have not.
Okay. The Levitating remix by the Blessed Madonna. Now, the stands really went in. They really hated it. I don't hate it. It's just not groundbreaking. It's cute. It kind of sucks the energy out of the original, though.
I'll say this. So when I first heard about this, I was like, oh, wow, this is iconic. And then I listened to it. And I thought back to our previous episodes where we talked about how this was going to be such a legendary moment. And I just thought...
We were all so happy that day. It's actually hard to even imagine how terrible things would soon become.
Yeah, that's pretty much where we're at. I mean, it's a struggle for me because I don't even want to drag anybody, but
same.
It's okay. I will say it is part of a remix package. We'll see what it sounds like in context, but it's fine. It didn't do much for anybody. I think Madonna sounds nice. She sounds like in her hard candy sort of groove of like dance pop vocals, which she's been very serious and heavy and political for years with her music lately. And
know what
nice
I think it is?
The mixing?
It's the mix, like the choruses, that's not right. The verses of everyone are great.
Yeah.
It's the transitions between everyone that just are not like sonically. There's a note at like the 40-second mark or whatever where it's like the yeah that just sounds off. Like I grimaced. I was like, ooh, woo, she is not find the note, girl.
Yep. Yeah.
But like Madonna's verse is fucking fierce. Like she sounds great on the verse. She's slick. Yeah. She sounds good. It's well recorded. Like it's right. Like there's something about the like getting from here to there that just throws it off. But the verses are good.
I
almost feel like this needs to be remixed separately. Like someone we need to get the fans in Brazil to hack the accounts and not get arrested this time.
Yeah.
And like just pull the vocals from the verse and do like a, you know what I'm saying? Like not all hope is lost.
No, it's not a catastrophe. It's just sort of maybe it would have gone off better if it was just dropped with no hype before, you know, how we have our feelings about hype, but song's fine. I mean, I think Missy does a great job of being the hype woman she is and mm-hmm. like the verse, very energetic. And then comes the video, which, you know, I was kind of holding out hope because, I think even when Rain On Me dropped, people were not, if you can remember, people were okay on the song and then the video dropped and everyone was like full stand mode. So I was like, well, maybe the video is just going to be it. Well, unfortunately, 2 out of 3 party members attended the shoot. Madonna did not. And it ends up feeling like there was supposed to be something that didn't happen.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make much sense, does it? There's a lot of something happening. There's a moon, there's crystal energy, there's a weird symbol of some kind. Maybe that's the symbol for Club Future Nostalgia, or maybe it's a Chromatica thing. I don't know. But it's unfortunate because it feels like there could have been something there. I think Dua looks super hot the way that she thrashes in front of the mirror. Like, I think she looks great. She looks great making out with her boyfriend. He looks cute. Missy looks cute in her little cameo. It's just like,
like the fact that she leaked the album artwork and like ruined the announcement and then wasn't in the video was the so video, like weird. Like I was like,
it's very Madonna, all of it to like steamroll over Dua's otherwise immaculate campaign.
Right. Like we need you to log out of Instagram.
Right.
But we need you to log in to the music video.
We do. And
we need to delete
Instagram
off her phone and install Dropbox so that she can film her part and send it to the editor.
Yeah, there was a lot of Stan defensiveness saying she didn't need to be in it and that it was during her surgery, which I reject wholeheartedly. I do not believe it was during her surgery week. And I also believe that even if it was, she could have just sat on a chair and done sort of like a throne moment close up without seeing her like hip. And I don't buy it. She hobbled on crutches to go to a Black Lives Matter rally in London. She is dancing around on Instagram. And then perhaps most infuriatingly, over the weekend, she uploaded a video of herself live singing her Levitating remix part and dancing around to it in front of a fan, waving a fan. And it was like, oh, you could have just done this. You could have done this. You could have green screened in somehow. And that added insult to injury. And
doesn't
it was just
make
sort
any
of
sense, does it?
It doesn't. I love her to death, but it's sort of also like, why did you even do it? If
right, like you didn't if she couldn't make it for surgery reasons, they could have just waited a month. Like it didn't have to come out. Like
Right.
I think
right,
that's the most disappointing thing is, like, if you're going to do something with Madonna, especially we know all of her collabs that she's done in the past that are, like, legendary.
Yeah.
To not live up to that legendariness is just disappointing, but, like, it's fine.
And also, if you were just going to green screen into the TV or the moon or something like that, like, it could have been very close to the release date, and she's not, you know, unwell enough to, like, she keeps posting content. We know she's okay, so
we know.
It's like, she's got the phone in her hand. We could have just gotten a little acknowledgement in the video somehow. So that was definitely a bummer, but the show must go on. The club future nostalgia must open, and we're just going to keep on rolling. We do have a Gwen Stefani physical remix coming and more surprises on the way, and she's still the queen of pop. She's working on her biopic now, clearly. Got a lot on her plate, but we're going to let her enjoy her birthday weekend. I do think it was kind of disrespectful to Dua to not really show up for this, but it's okay.
We're going to forget about it by next year.
Yeah.
Everything is
cake. I will say, Dua's just being a trooper, going along, rolling with the punches, and just keeping it moving.
Right, like, how legendary to be like, Madonna ruined my announcement of my remix album and then didn't show up to the music video.
I mean, it just is. It's part of the fantasy of the Madonna collab. So it's kind of like, it's fine. Like, legends only.
And
have, like,
didn't Dua use that one Madonna photo for inspiration for the cover of Future Nostalgia?
I don't know if they specifically meant to, but she definitely, like, intentionally or otherwise recreated a advertising campaign for Madonna a while back.
Yeah.
So yeah, and Madonna posted the comparison video or photo. Yes. So I'm happy that
it's over.
This album's coming over. That it's over, and that the B-sides album is probably coming.
Yeah.
Bring on the Normani collab. That's what I say.
Go listen to Confessions on a Dance Floor is what I say.
Yeah, just maintain that memory. Anyway, we're going to keep on moving because what are we? We are born to run because we are underneath the midnight sky. That's right, everyone. It's time for the return of Miley Cyrus.
I am obsessed with this return.
I love this song.
Same. Obsessed with the visuals, the song. Let's discuss the song first.
Yeah, so the song is Midnight Sky, and what I've noticed is that Miley, although she has always done this throughout her career, is really getting personal with her songs lately. They really address the situations at hand. And she said in her Apple Music interview that she felt that the media sort of took her narrative of what happened with her romantic relationships over the past year and told her story for her, so she sort of reclaimed that with this song. And you can really sense what she's referring to throughout this song. She's referring to no longer basically being tied up to this person for years, which Liam Hemsworth, one would suggest.
I did love them together, though.
Oh, of course. That was like a meet on set fantasy love affair. But she can't be tamed. See, you know, there's that part about, you know, kissing her and everyone's talking about it. That refers to her having a short romance with Caitlin Carter, and then see his hand on my hip, that would allude to the Cody Simpson relationship, which just split up as well. But ultimately, the underlying theme of this song is she can't be tamed. And it's a theme throughout her career, and you got to take her word for it at this point. She really can't be tied down for too long.
I feel like her singles, because it's been a while, like, since she's had a full album, right?
Oh, yeah. So what happened was she released an EP last year called She Is Coming. And then it was supposed to be part of a trilogy of single of EPs leading to She Is Miley Cyrus, I believe was the name of the album. And that just kind of didn't happen. And the divorce happened and the Malibu fires happened. And she released Slide Away and things just kind of got...
I love Slide Away.
Yeah. Things got a little hazy. And now she's got a new song that definitely addresses her personal life again. And I think she's just kind of evolving with the times and trying the singles method.
Also, Justice for Don't Call Me Angel, by the way.
Right, that happened in the middle of it too.
That out. No one agrees with me, but like...
Well, you're ahead of your time.
There will be justice for Don't Call Me Angel one day.
Yes. I just think this is a perfect song for her. Love the song. Love the edginess in her voice. The rasp of the rock chick thing. It sounds like Stevie Nicks' Edge of 17 to me in places. Definitely 80s. My one thing that I don't get is they seem to be marketing, and I love the visual of it, but this isn't really a disco song, so I'm not sure what that's all about. Like, it's definitely like rocky kind of 80s song, but I wouldn't say it's disco.
Yeah, I was a little thrown off by the teasers.
The disco ball is like, no. This is like, she's like a Joan Jetty, Stevie Nicks. It even sounds like Phil Collins a little bit, just not that. Like, literally the word disco in the back of the video and the disco balls, I'm like, like, you wouldn't, it sounds the most like Edge of 17. You wouldn't be like, oh yeah, classic disco anthem.
Do you remember when Lindsay Lohan performed Edge of 17 live?
Do I ever?
Iconic.
But yeah, you wouldn't be like, oh, a disco classic.
No.
So it's just a little odd on the visual. I mean, I love the video. I think she looks so cool. But I don't know that it necessarily makes sense with the aesthetic of the song.
Yeah, it's very like she kind of just put it together. It's kind of...
Yeah.
But I feel like that's been her the past year.
She definitely loves her
smell. She does.
Yeah, it's definitely the theme of the year. You know, quarantine videos, you do what you do. She has a lot of Chanel in her closet. Not mad at it. This almost is like black leather, riding a motorcycle at night, all night kind of vibes, like running in the night. So this was a bit like, oh, but you're sort of like Dolly Parton glam, you know, with that room of disco balls and stuff. It's like, oh.
Yeah. Maybe I'm not she just mad. Likes the lights. The
I
effects.
Think she likes the lights. Yeah, but love the song for her because I think it's probably her catchiest and most accessible in a while for the general public, I want to say.
Yeah.
I woke up with that chorus in my head, which I think is a good sign.
I also loved the rollout of it. Like, I thought it was smart how she hyped it.
Yeah.
And she used Reels on Instagram in a way that was pretty smart. Like, it made it shareable, and they had the snippet in the audio library, which if you go to add, I think it's kind of funny that it's still in the Instagram music library.
I know. Like the teaser.
The teaser.
Yeah.
But it's smart to do that. So I'm wondering if we'll see more artists follow that.
Probably.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, I was definitely into that. Yeah. I think this is a really exciting comeback for her if, you know, it lands, and it does seem to be sticking more. As far as I can tell on social media, people really seem to be enjoying it. I felt like even though I loved Mother's Daughter, I don't know that it really had the same traction with everyone last year. And so I feel like this hit a little harder.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Mother's Daughter also was like not like political, but it definitely had an edge
right.
to it of like
it did. It did.
A message, which I love. But like, you know, the general public's not going to.
Yeah,
bop
it was
to that.
More. Yeah, it was definitely more aggressive than. I mean, this is actually also an aggressive song, but it's very relatable in a lot of ways. Of for all those independent souls who cannot be tamed,
mm-hmm.
And it's a really good anthem. I think it'll sound great live one day in 2043 in concert. And yeah, I'm definitely into this song. I've been listening to it on loop while I was doing my moody walk. Today
you can power walk to this.
You definitely can.
Is there an album date set?
No, because she's like feeling out singles right now, I think she said.
Gotcha.
Which is the way of the world, kind of. Like,
it's true.
So we'll see. I mean, I imagine if this like has such a big moment, they'll quickly follow it up with the album. But I think it's a great, I just love her, like her look from Mother's Daughter to now, which is that sort of like slicked back, almost wet black leather, Joan Jetty. It's just a vibe. And I think it works for her entirely. Very cool, very chic.
I love her.
Also just love her, yes. And yeah, now she's doing all the promo, all the press, all the interviews, has to address everything that's happened in the past year. And I like that the song is very much unapologetic about her love life because, you know, Disney princess, role model stuff. She like doesn't
Ashley
have to
O.
say sorry for having a divorce. She doesn't have to explain having a girlfriend after a boyfriend. You know, it's like, I kind of like that she's not, she doesn't owe us an explanation of any kind. She's just like, this is who I am.
Yeah. She reminds me of Madonna a lot.
Yeah. That's, she's definitely of the Disney girls, the closest to Madonna of the group. And, you know, that means
we stand
a lot of in your face, a lot of I'm not sorry. So yes, Midnight Sky all the way. I'm definitely into the song. I have listened to it on repeat since it came out.
Yeah.
So yeah. Well,
what a week.
I think we've really taken a journey, and we will continue to as we follow the midnight sky. We do have some things to look forward to. We have the VMAs coming. We have the Smile album coming, which we will cross our fingers for. And we do have some collabs coming, the JoJo Tinashe and the Demi JoJo. So the girls are doing it. The girls are keeping us fed.
Honestly, the girls are saving 2020.
They are, but I would expect nothing less.
We're going to look back and be like, wow, the girls.
And even like even the funniness of Madonna like flopping on the Levitate remix is like, you know what? It still kept us entertained. It's still funny. Like, and I hope people don't think I actually care that much that about like leaking the album art. It's all funny. It's all part of the mythology of it. It's like,
I mean, rewind to when I literally thought James Charles did a video dancing to love. Like, I flopped so bad on this podcast. And
well, that is a moment in time.
It's like that song. I mean, it has like a, it has a history this year. Let's just, we'll say that.
We'll say that.
She's keeping herself relevant. Okay.
She absolutely is. And you know what? I've got to appreciate all of it. It's keeping us entertained. So.
And that's what this is all about, isn't it?
That is what this is all about. Having fun and shooting videos at home that we should be in the music video for, but that's okay.
We're all going to have fun.
Anyway.
All right. Well, that is all for this week. Thank you all so much for listening and joining us on this beautiful Sunday or whenever it is that you're listening.
Yes. Thank you for levitating with us.
Literally, yeah. And we hope that you are staying safe, wearing your mask, and enjoying
USPS stamps.
Yes. And registering to vote, and also filing for your vote by mail.
Oh, and vote by mail.
Bankruptcy. No. Oh, no, it's too real. It's
too real.
No, I was going to say that starting in September, yes, in some states,
that in early,
you can do this early. So for me, I believe it's September 8th. So I am putting it in my calendar. Set yourself a little note, a little reminder to check your state. If I find anything, I will Instagram story about it.
Yeah, and there's a thing to check online. We'll do a little link.
And we'll get it done by October, so we won't even have to worry about it. So,
amen.
And then we've got Halloween coming. Ugh, scary. Yeah. Oh, that needs to be fucking put on streaming.
We'll campaign.
Can we make that our next? We'll do that next time we on our next episode.
Yes.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much. And until next time, we will
see you
soon. That was disgusting.
You sounded like the Cruising USA flag.
What does she do at the end?
Oh my God! Add her to the soundboard.
Oh, look at what does she say anything?
I don't think she does.
Does she say, like, ready, set, go? I don't think she does.
She's like, and but like that.
Yeah. But she just steps out, and it's like, 3, 2, 1. But like that. Crashes my car. Loses. Okay. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers.
With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.